Reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
Man, what a busy day today. Just a ton of stuff to get to, including one left over from yesterday. I mean, these are incredible times in which we live. I would say this is probably the most tumultuous year in American history since 1968. I'm going to make that case later in the show. It's incredible. Some of you heard me mention earlier the Lois Lerner scandal. Missing BlackBerry. Well, not missing, it was destroyed. They're admitting that. Judicial Watch finds this out. Strange days, indeed. Today is a day that political watchers all over Wisconsin are paying a lot of attention to. It is the release, 12:15 today, of the August Marquette University Law School poll of various races, including the first look at the attorney general's race now that the general election candidates are set. But let's be honest, the marquee event there is the governor's race. If you missed it, Governor Walker was on Sean Hannity yesterday. And Hannity was asking him about 2016 and president. And Scott Walker's like, hold it. I need to get reelected first. And Hannity, well, come on, you know, there's no reason to believe you're not going to win. And the governor's like, this is my greatest danger, is complacency. That's where I want to pick up as we pull out our crystal ball and discuss what will be coming out later today with Colin Roth of Right Wisconsin. Colin, good morning.
Morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
I don't know about you. You know, you're a prominent political watcher in Wisconsin. The most common question I get from people is it really that close? Is it really that close? We're going to find out today, and I expect the numbers today to say what they have said, because, yes, Colin, it's really that close, and conservatives who don't believe it are what is making Scott Walker really nervous.
Yep, it's that close. And this, I think we'll see the third poll in a row, which will show a tied or within easily within the margin of error.
So here's what we're I think you're right about that. I think it's going to be another dead heat. I mean, worst case scenario would be that for the first time, and I'm not predicting this, I'm just saying, worst case scenario would be that for the first time, Mary Burke is leading. You pick through some of the things to watch in a piece on Right Wisconsin today, and I want to kind of put all of this together. I think clearly that the misreporting by the media after each John Doe document dump has taken its toll. And the latest, obviously, will not be factored into today's poll. But again, we're having national misreporting about what the latest dump means. I guess I'm asking more your gut than any real evidence, but I get the sense that those dumps are a part, and I think a significant part, of why this race is that close.
Yeah, I think it has to be a factor, and especially when you look at a lot of the, you know, relatively good news that we've seen in the economic front, that, you know, Wisconsin has outpaced these other states in 2014. You know, the one thing holding Walker back are these document dumps, and these, for the casual observer, I think they look pretty bad. I mean, it takes a lot to rebut these things.
Yeah, that that's probably what's going to be debated, is has Team Walker fired back enough on these things, Colin?
Yeah, and the one in June, the big blaring headlines, I thought was the most aggressive that they've pushed back. But this one, we've seen some of the more run-of-the-mill response of, you know, they say, you know, two judges have said this isn't a crime, and they're kind of saying, let's move on, this is old news.
Well, which I think is dangerous, because the media, I think, is really doubling down on this. There's a AP story, I believe it is. I'm not sure, but it's in the Green Bay paper today. Red flag. You know, this is, they believe they've got the smoking gun because Scott Walker wanted third-party groups to do something. This happens all the time. People point out Harry Reid, Barack Obama. There is no there, but it is being reported as there. And then there an element of that, and we'll get back to the poll itself, Colin. I'm talking with Colin Roth from Wright, Wisconsin. Dan Bice did a piece that posted yesterday that is part of this latest dump, that Walker support for the proposed iron ore mine in Ashland and Ayers County, Scott Ross from One Wisconsin Now, is contending was linked to the $700,000 that Gogebic Taconite gave to Wisconsin Club for Growth during the 2011-2012 recall elections. And their smoking gun here as well. In 1998, then-Representative Scott Walker opposed the Crandon Zinc and Copper Mine. That's like saying you're okay with e-cigs but have a problem with tobacco cigarettes. These are not the same thing. Well, the only thing that's different is that $700,000. Now he supports mining. He opposed it back then. This stuff just gets, I mean, how do you fight this when they just keep throwing it and throwing it and throwing it?
Yeah, these, you know, insinuations are awfully thin. And, I mean, the most important thing to remind listeners and to remind everyone you can speak to is that this so-called evidence, two judges, one federal, one state, have looked at this, and they've decided there is no crime here. They have seen this evidence. This isn't new evidence. Two judges have looked at it and rejected it.
But see, but then here's what Bice does. Then he's going beyond any illegalities, Colin, and saying, well, you know, we'll never, he's planting the seed of doubt. And I think that's
right.
Just, that's very, very hard to defeat. So let's get back to the poll itself. One of the things you point out that are important to watch, right direction, wrong direction, and this goes back to something you said earlier, this thing is a dead heat, yet the numbers, the recent polls from Marquette have held steady with 52 to 54% of respondents saying the state is heading in the right direction. If that number stays above 50%, you're saying it's a, you know, good indicator for Governor Walker and his goal of selling a Wisconsin comeback. People seem, it's one of those things where people seem to accept that the Walker way is working, but right now that just doesn't seem to be enough to create any distance.
Yeah, and I think that's why the positive pivot from the Walker team, the selling this Wisconsin comeback, is a smart plan. Because I think it starts to trust voters, and it trusts voters with what they already know, that Wisconsin has improved in the last 4 years, that we've seen economic growth, and he started to tackle this 250,000 jobs number. But I think, you know, people do know that things are better, and he needs to start selling that. And I think, you know, the numbers sometimes about Walker might be a little bit more personal, whether they like the guy or not, but it is undeniable that things have improved in the last 4 years.
One other thing, you know, going back to the complacency, and is it really this close? One of the things that I hear a lot of, Colin, from people is, well, I don't trust the polls. I don't trust the polls. I think the Marquette University Law School poll has become the gold standard, and quite frankly, both sides. The left looked foolish during the recalls when they doubted the MU poll, and some on our side look foolish when they doubted the MU poll in fall of 2012. You can go ahead and be skeptical of polls, and I'm not saying any poll is perfect. But I would whatever you see today, I would take very seriously.
I agree. And I think Marquette has proven itself in the last few elections. We'll see how they go this year, and we'll see if they've had it nailed all along. But the last few, they've been right on.
All right. Colin Roth, Wright, Wisconsin, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Jerry. Thanks.
You bet. This is going to be interesting to see, and I think Colin's piece, just to follow up a couple of the other things, you know, right direction, wrong direction. Mary Burke's negatives. Examining Burke's negatives will be the best opportunity to see if Governor Walker's negative ads over the summer were effective or backfired. Here's what I'm going to predict. If he's trailing in today's poll, and I'm not predicting that at all, but it is possible. If he is trailing, I think Millionaire Mary, and, well, let's put it this way. Staying too long on outsourcing and Millionaire Mary was a mistake. It alienated some conservative voters. I didn't mind bringing up the hypocrisy, but then he started sounding like a 99 percenter. I thought they just hung on to it too long. But if he's trailing, these bogus scandals that the media is creating, I think are going to be the bigger factor. I really do. I really do. Now, the one that's the most recent dump is not in any way going to be factored into this poll. But I am telling, you know, Dan Bice's hit piece, and I always preface this by saying I respect Dan Bice, but I did a blog piece on this yesterday saying the Dan Bice that makes me pull my hair out. Because Scott Walker opposed a mine of a completely different nature in 1998 and favors one now. It's the $700,000 that Wisconsin Club for Growth got. He has always supported this mine. A ferrous metal mine, an iron ore mine, and a zinc and copper mine are two very different things. If anything, this makes him appear reasonable. No, he doesn't just accept any mine. He actually does think some mines are too dangerous to the environment. Compare and contrast that with liberals who think all mines are too dangerous for the environment. They oppose all mining, which is absurd because you do have to get some of these metals out of the ground somewhere. And if not in Wisconsin, it'll be somewhere else. Michigan or Minnesota, to be honest. Yet, and what's driving me nuts is Dan Bice knows this. The analogy I used with Colin a couple of seconds ago. If I support public bans on cigarette smoking, which I don't, but if I did, and then I didn't think e-cigarettes should be included, that doesn't make me a hypocrite. They're two different things. And that doesn't mean anyone had to influence me to believe that about e-cigarettes, because they are two different things. This, I'm telling you, there are just so many of us in conservative talk radio. You've got Scott Bauer, who covers all of Wisconsin for the AP. You've got the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You've got the Madison Papers. This is a tough sled. You know, none of the shows cover all of Wisconsin. I cover a big chunk of the northern part of Wisconsin. The Milwaukee shows do get up into this part of the state a little bit, some more than others. You got a show in Madison, but I'm just telling you. I think there needs to be a more frontal assault by the Walker campaign to combat this stuff. Speaking of the influence of conservative talk radio on elections, I actually think it's being overstated today. I will get to that in 5 minutes. It's 9:19.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.